The Chovot HaLevavot continues to discuss what happens after he beats the Yetzer Hara in the area we've been discussing. The last few steps were that a person who knows the Emet, Yetzer Hara convinces him that the Emet is the Emet. But you may have to suffer in life. So you have to choose between doing it right or enjoying yourself. When a person figures out that that's not true, that doing the right thing and enjoying life is very much connected. So we learned the last few days, the Yetzer Hara comes and says, I hear you, but you know, you gotta work in this world. You have to put in necessary effort in eating and drinking and working and many necessary things. But he tries to make those necessary things a complete focus of your life. Because he really can't argue with you. He's not able to tell you not to do the right things. But what he can do is distract you so that you don't think about the right things. A human is capable of knowing what's right, but being distracted from what he needs to do. Now, we're moving to the next level. So now we have a guy who figured that part out, tells the Yetzer Hara, I don't get distracted by things that are not priority. I live my life. What I need physically, I take care of. I eat as much as I need to exist. I work for what's needed. I do all the things, but I do it in a way that I will take from them what's needed. And I'm not going to allow them to distract me from my main purpose in life, from Avodat Hashem. So this person has figured out the trick of the Yetzer Hara to keep him occupied in worldly matters. And he takes a stand and he makes a seder for himself. He makes an order for himself. He puts in the big rocks of his life. First, make sure he's got that covered. Make sure he's waking up early. Make sure he's praying. Make sure he's learning. Make sure he's taking care of his family. Making sure he's giving out his tzedakah. He puts all the big rocks, all the priorities of life. He makes sure, like it says in the Mishnah, Perkei Avot, Aseh Toratecha Keva. Keva means make sure the main areas of your life are set. Don't ignore the priorities. If you don't put the priorities first, then you will be possibly distracted with all the other things that life has to offer. So this person who's aware of the Yetzer Hara makes sure that he has all the big rocks set up properly in his life, and he works around the big rocks for all the other necessities that are needed. So this guy, that's it, he's done, he's good. Simply, you would say, we should really finish this subject, because what else could the Yetzer Hara do to you now? He tried to distract you, he failed. Can't even distract you. That means you're focused on your life mission. You're focused on your life success in this world and eternity. You are focused on your Avodat Hashem. You're focused on your tefillot. You're focused on your mitzvot. You're focused on your midot. You're focused on your wisdom. That's it. You're done. What possible item could the Yetzer Hara come with now? Says the Chovot HaLevavot, He says, he comes to the person and he tells him like this. Kama sameach ani. He says, you know how happy you make me? Behitnahagutecha. With your behavior. You understand how special you are? Ube'emunatcha hatova. And in your great level of faith. Ube'libecha hashalem lelohim. And your complete allegiance and complete heart to the Creator. Says, Kama Anisa Meir. He told him how happy I am with you. Now, by the way, who's talking? Who's saying Kama? He's in you. That means within you, you're feeling how awesome you are. Who's like you? Look at all these bums out there. Here's a guy who's distracted by food. Here's a guy distracted by money. He's a guy distracted by vacations. Here's a guy distracted by clothing. As you look around you, you realize how happy you should be for elevating yourself above them all. He says to you, Vekevar higata, you've already reached ledargot ka'ele bahasidut. You've reached such great levels in piety, in greatness, she'af ehad bedorecha lo higia alehen, that nobody in your generation has reached what you reached. Chutz mimecha. Now, by the way, it doesn't have to be that you reached everything for him to tell you that. It could be you're good in one area. And you could be the Gadol Hador in your area. So he convinces you that you're really had bedarat. You're one in a generation. You're a generational Jew. Vekevar natata labore. Already you've given the Creator yoter midai shevach ve'odaa al tuvo ve'hasdo. You've given him already plenty of attention. He understands. He sees your commitment. He realizes that you're a tzaddik. You've done your job. You clearly have convinced the Creator of the world that you are truly an Eved Hashem. He got the message. He got the memo. There's no question about your allegiance and your service. Even if you're gadol in one area, let's say you give a lot of charity, so you can use this argument through charity and make you feel like you're the most accomplished person. You could take it through your learning. You could take it through any accomplishment that you do that is special. He can use that as an avenue to come in and make you feel like you are a complete Eved Hashem. You are the man. Hashem knows it. You know it. I know it. Beautiful. He says, Umeharaui. He says, therefore, he says, since you've already fulfilled your obligation properly to the Creator, you're ready, you're good. You and the Creator, you're ready. You're good together. You know Him, He knows you. You're doing great. Me'arahu, he says, so therefore it's only proper. She'titragel, that you should start to regulate yourself. Gamken also. Le'male ketzat et chobotecha klape b'nei adam. You have to start worrying about people too. Hashem knows you already. Hashem knows you're a tzaddik. It's good. But now you have to have people understand your greatness. She'arei yadu alecha. At the end of the day, you know, and he gives you a wink when he says you know. He says you know, it's off the record. Ki hem hagormim shel hato'elet ve'hanezek shelcha. You know, at the end of the day, people They could hurt you in life. They could benefit you. You know, if they like you, they'll promote you. If they like you, maybe they'll give you a good deal in business. If they like you, maybe you'll get a good shidduch with their children. You know, you understand. Again, it gives you a wink here and there. The wink is meant to kind of tell you things off the record. That, of course, you and God, you're great. At the end of the day, we have to live with people. And the benefits that you get in this world usually come through others. They're the ones that could promote you, can give you opportunities to be successful, or they can damage you. Got to be careful. You know, people could talk about you. They could start sending out all kinds of messages about you. They could start putting you down, and then you'll find yourself that you can't have a friend to talk to. Maybe your children won't get married because they're talking about you. You know, at the end of the day, you and I both know, wink, wink, that it's the people in this world that have the biggest effect on you. So you and God are good. You're good with that. Just continue what you're doing. You're doing great. But it's time to build up your reputation. It's time that people know who you truly are and make sure, he says, since they're the cause of you becoming wealthy or poor, since they're the cause of you becoming a person of value through with your family and all the important things that you need from people, you got to start working on that area. You know, you can't just sit and serve God your whole life. At the end of the day, the interactions that you have with people make a very big difference in your success going forward. You must make sure. Ubarur lecha, he says. It's clear to you, he says. Don't you know? Shekasher timsa hen be'enehem. When people will appreciate you. When people will like you. When people talk nice things about you. Tiyeh na'aratz ve'nechbad be'enehem. You will be an honorable person in their midst. People will look at you and they'll stand up for you, or maybe they will say beautiful things about you in front of you, not in front of you. You understand that, right? That when you have people that like you, then they will honor you. And if people don't like you, if people don't connect with you, if they see you and they don't like what they see, you know you're going to suffer from that. You understand that the people around you, their reaction to you, positive or negative, is going to make a very big difference in your day-to-day life. Again, you and God are good. Don't worry about it. But now you got to build up your appreciation from others. God already appreciates you. Just keep doing what you're doing. I love it. But there's another area in life. Ben Adam l'chavero. Between man and man. Make sure you build up their respect and admiration for you. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to live with them. And when you live with them, it's going to make a difference if they respect you or not. If they like you, they respect you. You'll have success with them. If they don't, you're going to have problems. So go start building that area of your life. How does it sound? Sounds pretty convincing. Lachen, he says, therefore, hishtadel, you need to make hishtadlut, make an effort. Shetihye ratzui lahem. You should make every effort you can that they should be pleased with you. And you will find favor in their eyes because this area of life is so important. How are you going to become somebody without people helping you? How are you going to get your children married if people don't appreciate you? So you need to invest in this area. Focus on it. He even brings you a Mishnah Perkei Avot. Unbelievable. He's quoting now Hazal. See that? He's quoting Perkei Avot. Kemo she'amru rabotenu zal. So don't you know? How many guys you know quote all different statements? Perkei Avot, they quote Rambam, they quote everybody. You have to know when people quote somebody, you got to be careful. Because you see, even the Yetzer HaRa quotes, they quote words of Torah. He says, the Yetzer HaRa brings you Perkei Avot. He tells you, don't you know what Hachamim tell us? Kol sheruah haberiyot nohahem enu. Anyone who has people that love him, they appreciate him, they respect him, ruach hamakom nohahem enu. Then Hashem loves him too. So you see, even Hachamim are telling you this. Make sure you focus a part of your life. Again, you and Hashem, you're doing good. You're up every morning early, you're learning, you're praying, you're learning before shul, after shul. You're giving tzedakot, your midot are becoming more and more godly. You're doing beautiful. You're a beautiful man. God loves you. But it's time to invest in the other area of life. You got to get people on the same program. You need them. Nice. Beautiful. This is a high-level guy. Says the Chovot HaLevavot, be careful. Who doesn't need to hear this? Who doesn't need to hear such beautiful words of the Chovot HaLevavot that every person knows is very much integrated in their thinking? How much of our lives are spent trying to get people to like us? How much of what we do is focused on having them appreciate us so that we can get, not so much for the honor, not even for that, he's not even talking now about honor. He's talking about practicality. You need people in life. You can't live by yourself. You need people to help you make money. You need people to help your family get married. You need people to help you in life in many areas. He's talking practical now. He's not telling you to do it for honor. He's telling you to do it practically. How are you going to live life with people if they don't love you? So you got to invest in it. It makes perfect sense. People start investing in this area from the time they're 3-4 years old. This starts at a very young age. Not only high-level people get this. Even the most simple children are already trying to build their reputation with their friends, that they should be liked, that they should be respected. And it continues through the teenage years in a very big way. You see a teenager, you know exactly what's happening in his life. You don't have to guess. A teenager has a hazakah. Any age of a teenager, he's looking to find favor in the eyes of his friends. He wants to be liked. He wants to be respected. That's what every teenager is thinking about for a very large portion of his waking hours. You have to know that. So this doesn't stop when you're 5. It continues through the teenage years. And doesn't stop when you get married. Doesn't stop when you have children. And even when you're 90 years old, unless you came to the class here today, unless you opened the Chovot HaLevavot, you would be on the same track. You would do it in a very, of course, very, what's the right word? Subtle way. Thank you. You would do it in a very subtle way. When you were little, it was a little more clear that you were trying to get people to like you. But as you get older, you realize that doing things to get people to like you is not so nice. So you have to do it in a subtle way where you don't really do things, but you really do it from behind. You understand? You figure out a way to do it without looking like you're doing. Because if you do to get people to like you. It's known that this is not such an honorable thing. So you have to figure out a way how to camouflage your desire for them to like you. And it's all different. I'm not going to get too personal now. I have a lot of good examples. But I will not test. I will not cross the line. But I think everybody here can imagine situations in life where people look like they're doing for somebody else. But all it is building their own reputation. Looks like they invited someone for him, but it's really for the guy who invited them. Looks like they went to help, but they're really thinking about themselves. You can imagine many situations in many, many areas of life. So this is a very familiar behavior that we see for sure little children clear. As people get older, not as clear. But if you have good eyes, you could see it clearer than ever. That people do many, many things. In fact, they spend a good part of their day doing things in a way, either they're doing things only to get people to like them, there's such situations, or while they're doing something that they need to do, they do it in a way to make sure that people like them. And the argument is very simple. You live with people, you need people, and therefore you need them to appreciate you and like you because it will bring you great benefit. And if they don't like you and they don't appreciate you, you're going to get hurt. So start investing. PR, public relations. You need to make sure people understand your true value because after all, you are a great man. Why shouldn't they know your true value? It's not like you're faking it. It's not like you're trying to tell them you're great. You are great. That's how I started. He already told you from the beginning. He started telling you that. This way he knows. This one should be fake. God forbid. Chas v'shalom. It's real. You are from the great people in this planet. You have to understand that. You're smart. You have wisdom. You have good deeds. You're a beautiful guy. Look what you've accomplished. And even God knows that. So we're not trying to misrepresent it. We just need people to know who you are. Make sure. Nice. Tremendous, huh? Says the Chovot HaLevavot. He says, listen to me. This guy's pulling the rug from under you. Be careful. Be careful from this corrupt mindset that will soon eat so much of the good in you that he'll leave you with nothing. He says, and if you want to know what to answer him, what is the answer to this? He's got a very good claim. Who could argue with this? Do we need people? Absolutely. Can't get married to yourself. You need people. Can't do business by yourself. You need people. Nothing, very few things in life you could accomplish by yourself. Only between you and God. That can be by yourself. You can eat matzah between you and yourself. You can keep Shabbat, you and yourself. But there are many areas of life that you need and you can't do by yourself. Who can argue with this? What is the answer to this? He's telling you, stay focused on this area. Says the Chovot HaLevavot, tell him as follows. Ma to'ili, he says, what benefit is it for me? Hishtadluti, to put an effort, limtzohen, to find favor, be'aneh, in the eyes of a yetzur, of a creation, halash kamoni, meaning the guy you're trying to get attention from is powerless. Could you imagine someone trying to get in with the ants? He wants the ants to like him. The ants, you know the ants? The little ants. You heard of the ants? Imagine a guy tries to impress the ants and does all kinds of things for them. He builds them something nice they can go and play with. He gives them all different types of foods. He gives them all kinds of, takes care, maybe plays music for them once in a while. He puts in lights for them, sometimes nice beats. He makes a party, throws a party for the ants. Not hard to throw a party for the ants. Take some bread, crumbs, put it around. They all come in. How do you get people to the party? You throw them some bread. You show them some something. They all come to you. While they're there, you put on some music. You'll see them start to dance a little bit. You don't think ants could dance. They could also dance. You put on lights. You put on disco. It's unbelievable. So you throw something out there to attract them to come to you. While they're there, you give them something nice to eat, something ants don't always have to eat. You give them some nice music, sometimes a little slow, sometimes a little more with strong beats. Maybe you throw some alcohol on the ants also a little bit so that they don't really know who you are so well. Put a little arak, a little vodka. And you see the ants. They're going crazy. You follow? What would you say about a guy who made a party spending his day with the ants, trying to impress them? You'd say the guy is a hamor. And why is he a hamor? Because the ants can't help you. What are you wasting your time trying to get ants to like you? Ants don't have any power. They're powerless. They can't get you money. They can't get you a job. They can't get you a wife. They can't get you anything. So you're wasting your life in trying to get the ants to be on your team. But if you're going to already make an effort to get people on your team, don't do it with ants. Might as well find people that can actually help you. That's why you look at the guy and say you're a fool. Because trying to get the ants to like you doesn't mean anything. It has a zero value. At least if you're going to invest in something that actually brings you value. Says the Chovot HaLevavot in his brilliance. He says, tell the Yetzer Hara, what value is there to put effort to find favor of a human who is as weak as I? We must look at humans when it comes to them helping us. They're like ants. The people around you, again, they're not ants, God forbid. But vis-a-vis, if they can help you in life or not, they're ants. Doesn't matter what feelings they have towards you. Even if you went ahead and you impressed them to the max. But they're powerless. They can't help you. Asher en becholto. This human, this ant, has no ability. Lo lehoili, he can't help me. Lo lehazikli, he can't hurt me. Why would I spend my life or any kind of effort to try to get an ant to like me so he can help me when he's powerless? If you want to bring him a pasuk, bring him this pasuk, he says, from Yeshaya. Says Yeshaya and Navi, Hidlu lachem min adam. Stop trying to impress people. Asher neshama be'apo, that has a neshama inside of him. Ki bameh nechshavu. What value does he bring you? You think the people around you are really able to help you or hurt you? Seems that way on paper. But not when you read the Chovot HaLevavot and you understand how the world runs. He says, Ve'af, Listen to this. Listen to this unbelievable. This Chavodah Avodik is just so sweet in his clarity. He says, and tell you, Yetzara, ve'af ilu hayakin dvarecha. He says, let's say I go with you. Let's say I go with you. First of all, you're wrong. Because nobody could help me in life. And nobody could hurt me. Nobody, no human could help me or hurt me in life. That's number one. So you're wasting your time trying to impress people so you can get something from them. You're wasting your time. And even if you're right, that they can, and therefore I have to go make my effort. Gam az lo uchal la'asot zot. He says, I also wouldn't be able to. Practically, he says, ki ech uchal lif'ol etzel kol b'nei dori sheyu merutzim mimeni. Basically, he's saying, because it's not possible to get everyone to like you. I mean, you're giving me an impossible task. You're basically giving me a task for everyone around me to appreciate me and like me. Not possible. That's what we learned last week by Megillat Esther. La'asot kirtzon ish va'ish. Not possible. It's not possible that everyone like you. Meaning if you're trying to protect yourself in a bubble, that you'll be protected from mankind, that everybody will come and help you and nobody will damage you. Can't happen. Because you cannot get everyone to love you and appreciate you. There'll always be just somebody yesterday was asking me. Somebody was talking Lashon Ra about them. He said, what should I do? I said, what could you do? Nothing. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. They're the type of person that's going to talk that way regardless if you talk to them, you don't talk to them. You don't do anything. But you have to know. You have to know that no matter how much you try to get people on your team, how many people do you need on your team so that you never get damaged from others? Everybody that you meet. You only take one guy to damage you. But you can't get everyone on your team. It's not possible to get everyone to like you. Just not it. So you're giving me. So number one, he's telling him the task that you gave me is meaningless. Hey. And even if it was meaningful, you're giving me mission impossible. I can't even do it. Because my whole life I'm going to spend trying to get this guy. I get one guy, I lose the other guy. That's how it is in life. You get this guy, you with him? I don't like you now. So you go with the other guy, you with him? You're on this team? I don't like you. You can't win. You can't get everybody on your team. There's no way. Not possible. So basically giving me a mission that has no possibility of success. Because I'm always going to have people that don't like me. Regardless of what effort I make, I'm working. I'm trying to get to the top of the ladder. When I realize that the top of the ladder has also problems. You hear the argument? A, it's a meaningless task. You're trying to impress ants. You're making parties for ants. You're trying to make ants love you. Hazako Baruch. What a success story you are. All the ant population in the world loves you. What'd you get out of it? Zero. Epis. That's right, zero. And second of all, even if they're not ants and they could help you, there's no way to reach this goal. You're giving me a goal. It's impossible. He says, and you brought Perkei Avot? Did you quote me Perkei Avot on this subject? Is that what you did? He says, that's what you think the Mishnah is in Perkei, that when people love you, then Hashem loves you? That's what it means? He says, you read it wrong. He says, what the Mishnah means is that if you see that people love you despite you trying to get them to love you, then you know Hashem loves you. Because when Hashem loves you, He will make sure everyone loves you. Hashem will put Hashem, the love that people have for you,
come from Hashem himself.
When you do what's right in your life, and you care about what's right, and you help people because it's your obligation to help them, and you're respectful to people because it's your obligation to respect them, and you do what's right, Hashem will put hen on your face and people will love you. So the Mishnah is saying that when you see a person that doesn't spend his life trying to impress people, and yet people like him, so you know that Hashem likes. Because hen, that beauty that gets people to like you, that's a gift from God. It's only God-given. So how does a guy who's not trying to make people to like him, how do they like him? Answer is, because Hashem put hen on this guy. And the Pasuk says, we learned this Pasuk, Birtzot Hashem Darcheish, says the Pasuk in Mishle. When Hashem is happy with a person, he's happy with you because you're making your best effort in life, whether it's between you and God or between you and man, you're making the best effort. Between me and man is very important. It's very important, but not to get him to like me. I don't do things for somebody because then he'll like me. That's a mistake. That's a yetzerah. I do things because of my obligation. I do things because the right thing to do. That's what Hashem wants from me. Hashem wants me to respect people. He wants me to help people. He wants me to do for people. So if you see somebody who's getting all this kind of love from others, excuse me, I'll start again. Birtzot Hashem Darcheish. When Hashem is happy with you, Gam Oyevav Yashtimimu, even your enemies will love you. Even your enemies will look at you and say, I don't know why I love the guy. I don't know why. He took my business, he took my this, yeah. I love the guy. I still love him. I don't know why. I love him. I can't explain it. He tells me things I don't want to hear. He rips into my life. He gives me all kinds of rebuke. He tells me I'm wrong. Tells me I'm off the derech. You know what? Love the guy. What? Love the guy? How can you love a guy like that? He's rebuking you all day long. Pasuk says, Birtzot Hashem Darcheish, because when Hashem loves you and appreciates what you are, when he's happy with you, he will make others happy with you. Don't waste your time trying to make people happy with you. They have no value. They're a bunch of ants in this area. You're wasting your life efforts on something that's not possible and that's not valuable. That's a double whammy right there. Not possible and not valuable. What's really valuable is you try to get Hashem to love you. You try to find favor in His eyes. That's it. Find favor in His eyes. Every day, every morning, every night, always ask yourself, am I finding favor in God's eyes? That's all I need to do. Whether I'm helping my mother, I'm helping my brother, I'm helping my friend, whether I'm going to somebody's wedding, I'm going to somebody's brit milah, I'm going to visit someone at Shiva, I'm going to give charity, I'm going to pray, I'm going to, whatever I do in my life, just have one goal. Your goal should be, Hashem, am I making you happy with me? Are you happy with me? Are you satisfied with my efforts? Am I doing enough to make you happy? Because once you make Hashem happy, then you got it all. Then you got real value here. Not only will Hashem be happy with you, people will be happy with you. You'll get everything that you're looking for. So the Yetzirah tries to divert an important part of your life into an area that's not important. Yes, we need people in life, but it's not the people that are really helping us. It's Hashem that puts in them that love and that appreciation. So you might as well go to the right source and stop wasting your life trying to impress people so they could like you. Take care of people. Take care of your obligations. Do what you need to do. Love every person because it's your obligation. But never, never do things because that's how you're going to benefit from their appreciation of you. That's a mistake. It's a mistake that's could be lethal in your life. It could be destructive in your life. You'll start turning into a person who spends their whole life trying to get people to like him. And that's not a derech. That doesn't mean anything. Have a beautiful day.